let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Called a beautiful and inspiring book about the greatest miracle of all, The Night the Midwife Came to Call, as the recollections of a modern midwife, described as mostly autobiographical by author Melinda Bibby. Birth stories from 1974 through her retirement in 2003. Melinda was born in West Texas, lived her childhood years in Dallas, been married to an engineer for Lockheed Martin for 41 years. In the early years of their marriage, they served as foster parents for the state of Texas. When she was 28, Melinda decided, along with some other girlfriends, that she wanted to deliver babies at home. A difficult thing for them to do, to get an education needed. There were no other midwives in Dallas at the time. Through sheer determination, their dreams did come true. A book full of love and joy, The Night the Midwife Came to Call by Melinda Bibby. Our guest on This Week in America, coming to us from Hawaii. Melinda, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I will enjoy this, I'm sure.
Yeah, this will be fun, and it's such a touching and inspiring book. And I mentioned autobiographical. This really is a memoir, isn't it?
Yeah, it that's the way I intended it to be, was just to remember some of the births that were most fun to be with.
Well, and you do such an excellent job of describing the circumstances. We actually sort of feel like we're looking over your shoulder. We are there and experiencing the joys of birth that you went through during that time. I want to go back to how this whole thing started for you. I mentioned you're 28 years old with a couple of friends, and in Dallas, you became interested in home-based deliveries. Why that interest? And talk about how that developed, because it was difficult at the time to get information, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Actually, when we went to register as midwives at the Vital Statistics Bureau, they didn't even know what we were. They said, "What's a midwife?" So we had to explain what was going on. And they told us there were no requirements at that time because they didn't have anybody on the books that had a midwifery license.
Well, and talk about the education and training, because you really did extensive training and went through an educational process when you began this, didn't you?
Yeah, my family doctor, I told him that I had a good friend that was just pregnant, and she wanted to have her baby at home, and we had decided, well, let's see what we can do about it. And he says, well, let me teach you some things. And so he had me come into his office and just do some of his patients as far as prenatal care and things like that, you know, like learning blood pressure and the things to look out for and what's normal and what's not normal. And that's basically the first education I got.
Yeah, he was very welcoming, and he was with you throughout this period, as I understand. I mean, he was sort of a rock in the beginning for you.
Yeah, he was, because I could call any time and ask or say what's going on, and he would say, okay, let me see her, bring her in. And so we'd go in, and then he'd send us back home to continue.
And you said one of the important things that he taught you was being able to listen. Talk about that. You would think of all the skills that a midwife has, we think more of medical, that type of thing, but the ability to listen, how important is that? And I assume you will learn a lot by listening in terms of what type of medical care you're going to be giving.
Right. The mother kind of knows her own body. She knows what's normal and what doesn't feel right. So if she tells you something doesn't feel right, you go looking for it. You go looking to see what is not right. And then assure her it's all okay if it is, or decide what to do about it if it's not okay. So listening was very important, because the mothers did know what was to happen.
With over 1,000 births over a period of 35 years, including your children, and we'll talk about that here in the program in a second, talk about how the idea for the book was born. How did the idea come that, okay, I want to go back, have the recollection of these stories, write them down, and share these?
Well, it was funny, because I was seeing a doctor at that time for panic attacks. I started having really severe panic attacks. And he was trying to get to the root cause of what's going on. And I told him that I was delivering babies, but that I was getting this really, really bad surge of adrenaline, and it was just almost wiping me out. And so he said, well, what do you mean delivering babies? And so when I explained it to him, he says, well, write down a few of them. Let me know what you were dealing with. So I wrote down a few, and I think every week I gave him a different one. And he says, you know, you need a book. And I had never thought of a book. I just thought of putting down like a diary-like thing of what happened, trying to gear it to where he was there with me, so to speak. And he suggested the book.
Now, it's interesting from your standpoint and then the standpoint of the parents when you talk about working with them and giving birth to their children. From your standpoint, what was this like going back, reliving all of the time, that special bond that you had with all of the families, hundreds of families that you were involved in? What was this like for you, this whole process, going back, going through the period where you're recalling the incident and then writing about it?
Well, I still had their files, and I also had taken lots of pictures at each home birth. And so I just went back through those and remembered the people. Some people I delivered one or two or three babies for over the years, and then other people I saw the babies grow up to, they're in their 20s and 30s now. Some of the babies now have babies. So I got to be a great grandmother midwife.
Well, this has to be exciting for the families involved as well. And what a great record to give to their kids, the children that you brought into the world, because they're mentioned and in detail in the book. The book is The Night the Midwife Came to Call by Melinda Bybee. That's B-Y-B-E-E. The book is a republished book now available for sale in ebook and paperback at the lowest retail price. Available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press, and Media Direct Bookstore in the order section. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. You can link on directly to all of that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on Melinda and the book there as well. The book is dedicated to Jordan Webb. Talk about the significance of that young person on your life, because it really was impactful, wasn't it?
Oh, it was so tragic to me, because she was seeing her own gynecologist for the prenatal care, and he wasn't that interested in her having a home birth, I don't think. But anyway, the little boy, when he was born, he had a rare genetic where he was so much larger. He was like as long as a 3-year-old and very, very thin, and had no idea. We were just going by what the doctor said would be time to deliver. And what I thought was shoulder dystocia and trying to get the baby out, he just wouldn't come. He was just too big. And so Nancy Webb and I both decided that the doctor hadn't really looked at her good enough, hadn't listened to her about her due date. He set his own. And the baby didn't survive. And we were just all really, really tragic about it.
And you've got a very nice recap of that in the dedication of the book. And you also, this really was an eye-opener for you. You said, if I'm going to be responsible, I need to be in control. And it sort of changed the way you went about what you were doing. You go through so many different experiences in the book, The Night the Midwife Came to Call by Melinda Bybee. Three or four times a week, normally there was one time when you did three in a day. What was that like? It was like basically one after another, I would assume.
Right. One was early in the morning, and she delivered quite fast. And I get home in time to get the phone call from the second girl. And I run over where she was close to me, and I ran over to her house, and her baby came right away. And then I go home thinking, I've got to do all this paperwork now for these two babies. And I start doing it, And the third girl calls. And in that evening, she has a baby. So there were three in one day. And it was exciting. They all went just almost alike because they just went perfect. But I had to have some kind of differentiation in my mind about who delivered who and what time and yes. everything that happened.
You know, from a personal standpoint, you probably weren't able to plan too far ahead, were you? I mean, you were sort of at everybody's no. beck and call, waiting for a phone call to come in, and suddenly, Melinda had to take off.
Well, yeah, because there were no cell phones. We only had right. pay phone booths to put your money in and call someone. And so I had to be by the phone at all times. Every time it rang, I had to answer it. So had to know exactly who was. I only took 4 clients a month so that, you know, I wouldn't be just swamped with so many people. And it all worked out. They all took their turn.
Melinda Bybee, our guest on the program. B-Y-B-E-E, the book is The Night the Midwife Came to Call. Information, at the end of the program, we'll give you information on how to go about getting a copy of the book, and we'll post that on the website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. Some interesting deliveries that you had, including a calf. Talk about that. You did the birthing of a young baby, a human baby, and then you had a calf that was sort of a two-for-one deal.
Well, it was really funny. The people were from a Scandinavian country, and they were there not familiar at all with the United States, but they were on a farm. And she called, and I went out and delivered her baby, and they kept saying, "We're going to name Angus, Angus." And I thought, "You have cows in the field that are Angus cows," you know. And I wanted to tell her so bad not to, you know, pick another name. And then she did. She named her baby Angus Adam, and Angus was after her dad. So I thought, oh, okay, we'll call him Adam. And then when I finished that up and was packing everything to leave, the farmhand came running in the back door, and he says, "Come, quick, quick, quick." And so the father took me and said, "You got to go with us." And I thought, oh, great, his wife's having a baby or something. So I go with them. And it's a cow they brought in from the field that had a calf with one leg out, and the other one was hooked behind the pubic bone, so the calf couldn't be born. So they put me in a glove up to my elbow, or no, it was up to my shoulder, and had me go dig out the other leg and pull it out so that they could get the calf out. And they named that baby Daisy, which was funny because we had a little boy named Angus and a little calf named Daisy all in the same day.
One of the great stories in the book, The Night the Midwife Came to Call, Melinda Bybee, our guest in the program. Another one that was interesting, and they're all extremely interesting and fascinating, and you feel close to these families as Melinda is telling the story, but you are working with have a relationship with an extended family member of a motorcycle group. Talk about that, because at first you weren't real comfortable around them, were you?
No, I wasn't. They were squatters. They were living in a kind of an abandoned house out on a really dirt road. And I went out there, and there were motorcycles all around this house. And I just felt like, what am I doing? I shouldn't be out here by myself with all this. But they were very, very nice and very loving to each other. And so I got comfortable with them. And after the birth of the first baby, I would say the mother of the group came and asked me to do another birth. And I was very surprised. I didn't think they liked me enough to do that, because there just wasn't a lot of emotion among them to me. There
yes.
was to each other, but not necessarily to me. So I went back later, a few months later, and delivered the second baby. And they were just, they had the children make me cards out of flowers they'd picked in the field and all kinds of things. They were just so, I don't know, just so excited about this new baby, too.
It's interesting the relationship that develops, the relationships, and you talk about that extensively in the book, The Night the Midwife Came to Call. It's interesting, one common theme that runs through all of this is you really like to get all family members involved, don't you? This is not, when you go to the hospital for the delivery, it's sort of a private shut-off deal. Everybody's wondering what's going on and sitting out in the waiting room, in some cases for hours. You really want the family to be involved in this process.
I think the family bonds with the baby,
yes,
and maybe even the parents at the time of birth, if they get to sit in the corner or whatever and watch and know what's going on. Because I would tell them, you know, her progress and everything. They knew everything that they needed to know as far as how the birth was going. And then they were just, so excited when the baby finally came and they got to see him and decide who he looked like and stuff like that. So it really made the fathers especially close to the baby and to the mother just because they were there and they got to help.
A couple minutes left in the program. Time is going by too quickly. The book we're talking about, The Night the Midwife Came to Call, Melinda Bybee, our guest on the program. Let's talk a little bit about how times have changed. I mentioned when this happened, mid-1970s, you're trying to figure out what you need to do to be able to do this, and they really had no idea in many cases what exactly you were talking about. So, you know, home delivery is not something common at the time. It seems we hear more and more about it now. Is that part of the good feeling that you have that, okay, it's being accepted more now and it's becoming fairly common?
Well, yeah, and midwives are more educated now. After we lost baby Jordan, I went through a 3-year midwifery school. So learned umpteen things I didn't know that were in the books about it. And people wanting to be midwives now have just lots of places to go to get the full education and when before they start delivering.
You know, I mentioned the bond that you have. Talk about that special bond, and you touched on it briefly a few minutes ago in talking about the family. There's something special, isn't there, with a home delivery? It's not the structured situation we see in a hospital in that, you know, you've got to sit here, you have to react this way. It's certainly more real, I would think.
Well, yeah, and sometimes, well, there's several of the mothers that still get a hold of me and show me pictures of how the baby's growing up. I've just got albums and albums full of pictures of babies from birth on up to however old they are. And then I got some girls that would come up to me and say, "Are you Melinda Bybee?" And I'd say, "Yeah." "Oh, my mom had you deliver me." And I'd have to say, "Oh, neat. Who's your mom?" Because they'd be in their 20s and I didn't have any idea who they would be.
Well, it's like you had a thousand children around the country that are connected to you. I mentioned the beginning, this occurs in your own family as well. Talk about that, because you had your children say, "Hey, Mom, can you give us a hand here?"
Yeah, I delivered my grandkids. They just decided that you can do it. It's kind of like a plumber. If you can do the plumbing, come over and do mine. And so I delivered my grandkids, and that was just an extreme high and joy for me to be able to do that.
Yeah, when you hear grandparents say, "I remember when you were just a baby," you remember when they just became a baby. I mean, you were there literally from the very first breath that they took. The book is, yeah, The Night the Midwife Came to Call, Melinda Bybee, our guest in the program. This is a republished book. Now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press, and Media Direct bookstore orders. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. All of that information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I've been working with Page Turners on this and getting the word out there and spreading the joy and the love that's in the book, The Night the Midwife Came to Call. What's that experience been like for you?
It's really been like refreshing, because I can remember and go back and think of births and even other births I did, you know, later in years. And I don't know, it's just been a real joy. I finally got over my panic attacks and started to enjoy the births.
Yes, and taking this word out there and working with Paige Turner on this, that has to be a good feeling to know that you've got professionals there that are helping you get the message out there and spreading the word of what you were able to do.
Yeah, they've been really, really helpful in doing that. I get almost weekly calls from someone there telling me, you know, what the progress is and what's happening and asking how I'm doing. My husband died like 4 or 5 months ago, and they keep calling and asking me, how are you doing? Which is very unusual. They're so interested in me personally as well as the book.
Well, I am very sorry to hear that, and I hope that you're doing okay.
I'm doing fine. I get to come to Hawaii
and
visit my daughter.
Hawaii now. We're in the studios looking at it. Snow on the ground here, so I am delighted that you're out there and able to enjoy some sunshine and warm temperatures. The book is The Night the Midwife Came to Call. Melinda Bybee has been our guest on the program. All the information on the book at Amazon and all the locations at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Melinda, a real pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us. Enjoy the warmth and the sunshine in Hawaii. And thank you again for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you for calling me and asking me to do this. This is even more of an up for a day today. So this is nice.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you with us. And tell your story, The Night the Midwife Came to Call. Melinda Bybee, our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.